Live from New Wakanda, Indiana, it's the King, and I'm not King, it's the Nation of Wakanda show, starring the King of Wakanda, King. And today he is starting a new segment called Have a Plan. Along with me, Hey Now, Hank Aaron. Now, to start this show off with the right beat, here's your host, and don't you forget it, King Sanders. Thank you. Hello everyone, welcome to the Nation of Wakanda show. I am your host, King Steven. And I know it's been a long time, but I've been a little busy. Still working at the job I'm at right now. And officially off the market, I am now a happy married man. And the Lord has blessed me with a beautiful angel in my life. In my wife. I mean life. Who I can now call my wife. Thank you, Lord. But anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about my new segment. Oh, remember. Don't forget. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other streaming ability. Also, follow me on Facebook. Anyway, this new segment is called How to Plan for Your Wedding. And now I know you guys have seen me talk about this before, but I'm taking a different approach on this one. There's a few steps into making sure you plan for the right wedding. Now there are couples that are happily engaged, they want to make sure how everything's good. I've seen weddings, I have helped with weddings both as an usher and a groomsman, and now as a groom. I can give you my point of view, what's going on. I'm just going to name off the steps. First, the find a venue. Second, find a good place for your tux rentals, or you want to rent a suit. Third, find a good place for a wedding dress. I know certain people are like, oh, that should be a woman's job. That is true. It is true. But I have been around some good people that have been looking at good deals at wedding dresses. They always buy a new, or they can just wear something hand-me-down. But that's only their part. Fourth. That's the wedding dinner or catering. And fifth, transportation. And also last but not least, honeymoon. So this is six steps. Let's start with the first step, shall we? That is venue. Ding, 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 ding. So, when you're looking for a very special venue, you have to basically look at your budget for how much you have to spend. There are a number of places you can get married at your house, church, a hotel, park or a rent out place that's actually affordable. Now, the place that me and my wife got married at, it was called Diamonds Wedding Chapel, LLC, on 17th and Sherman Drive. Well, our original plan was supposed to be downtown at the canal, because it's most romantic, but due to the fact that because of the weather and it was Circle City Classic down there, we had to change it to this one. Now, let me tell you about this. Diamonds Wedding Chapel LLC, they basically have good packages at good prices. So if you guys are ever in the neighborhood of looking for that, try that out. Trust me. It's gonna leave you 100% speechless. Now, here's the each size, the chapel has different packages. Some that basically try to keep it small, even big ones. Excuse me one second. I had to get my little cheat sheet in case if I forget what I need to say. Okay. Here it is. Here's what I have basically pulled up on every single place. Well, everything they have at Diamonds Wedding Chapel. So I'm just going to name it off. There's about a few packages on here. There's the Ruby package, which is just two people. But there, if you want to add, the first price for it is $75 in the office, no guests. But if you want to have a few guests on this one, you can add up to four guests, which is $95. There's the second package, which is the Emerald package. It's the one that me and my wife Hope came up, so I decided on. Because we had 25 people at our wedding. Now, as I recall, it cost us $700. Which is actually, and I know certain people are like, oh, why could we just go to church? You can do it at a church, but this is much better because I'm just going to say, when me and Hope got married at the Diamond Wedding Chapel, it felt like heaven. It really did. Because it felt like we were in the clouds when everything was all white. Now, they tried to offer us if we wanted to use their wedding officiant to marry us, but we told them we chose someone else. We chose my auntie, Minister Carolyn Harville Pickens. That's my oldest auntie. I'm on my mom's side of the family. And she did a good job. So I can tell you guys this. Now this is y'all's choice. If you guys want to use their wedding officiant to marry you, by all means you can do that. But if you trust someone to do it, then by all means go with them. Just make sure you got to do a few things.
you have to get the paperwork for the wedding license. I mean, for your marriage license and wedding certificate. And you also, I would say you should write your own vows. Because it's more romantic. It is by fact, but when couples write their own wedding vows, it is the most romantic part of the wedding ever and in their lives. Now, if you're going to have it there, you get to choose. You get to choose what colors you want on the chairs. Hope and I chose our wedding colors were basically black, white, and also black, white, and purple. Sorry for the cutoff. My phone was acting a fool. Anyway, black, white, and purple. So we decided to go with purple, which is a very royal color, shining forth into our love and happiness. Now, at their wedding chapel, they have their own Bluetooth speaker, which you get to play your own music. But whatever you guys do, ever play, have them play that one song. Dun, dun, da, da, dun, dun, da, da. Because here's the thing, that sounds like death music, okay? One of my pastors told me about that. You played that song at your wedding. You're basically saying that your marriage is dead. That's why you shouldn't play the wedding march song. Play something that you and your significant other enjoy listening to. For us, it was Back at One by Brian McKnight. And last but not least, if you can't get enough people that will come to your wedding, do a live stream from either from Facebook or YouTube. You will know when the time comes. Oh, it's also very important that everyone wears the right proper attire for the wedding party. And everything's ready. Now, last but not least, I'm going to leave you with this part for the venue. This is very important. Make sure you contact them to book it. Okay? Once you book it, you can basically talk to them how you like the wedding to be. Trust me, it's perfect.
Oh, sorry, guys. Hey, I've been basically... I'm basically the second son in the family to get married. And let me tell you, it feels good. Now, if me and my wife were made up, had more time to pick the right place, we could have had it at the church. But here's the thing. We decided to choose a place that was more convenient for us. And there's nothing wrong with that. It really isn't. It really isn't. Just as long as you guys agree to pick the right place to get married at, you'll be fine. Because here's the thing. As long as you guys don't get married, as long as it's not on Valentine's Day and you plan on getting married at the White Castle or at Taco Bell. I know certain people are like, there are some people that got married at Taco Bell. It was on Valentine's Day. Yeah, they get paid extra if they do that. They get paid extra. Sorry, guys. Just removing a certain bandage from my head arm. Just donated plasma today. It's like being on a... It's like extra type on the rope. But I'm fine. Just decide my plasma's going to a good cause. Yeah, that's better. Anywho, find a venue for the wedding is one of the most important things ever. So that way, you can get that out of the way and take care of the other stuff first. And believe me, it will. Find a venue is the most important thing on the list. Now, we will focus on now. That's all I'm going to talk about for today. Join me next time on step two when I talk about getting a tux rental or suit rental for the guys, and also helping the bride to be on some good deals on some wedding dresses. This is King Steven signing off for today. And I'm leaving you with these parting words. No matter what problems you had or mistakes you made, you don't have to do it alone by yourself. You got friends and family that love and care for you. This is King Steven signing off for today. Peace out. Good night, everyone.